Oh, welcome, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So I put the challenge out yesterday because I came across a Canadian candy bar, one that I've never had, called Mr. Big. And one thought led to another, and I thought, you know what? My boys in Back to the Bars need to do that song. So I texted Mike McGuire this morning with a double dog dare that they do that song. And he said, well, hate to tell you this, but Maria Sebastian, Mark, and I did it in a former band. So I feel a little bit crestfallen, quite frankly. It's not that I'm in love with the song. It's just I've never seen anybody doing it live. That's all. So anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. First things first, I don't know how many of you took careful count of the number of children coming to your door. I think probably the restraining order sign I had at the foot of my driveway might have dissuaded some of them from coming. But I'm kind of curious, did you have as many trick-or-treaters last night as you usually have? I did not. I'm going to tell you something. It was enormously disappointing. Some people don't like getting up and giving candy to the kids every 30 seconds. I enjoy it. I love the looks on their little faces when they get the full-size Reese's cups or the Snickers bars or the Kit Kat bars. I love their little faces when they just light up with the full size. Usually, and I feel really bad because my neighbor, Bruce McKay, great guy. A lot of people know Bruce. Cool dude. Love him. And I've told you this before. I have the world's best possible neighbors all around me. They keep an eye on my stuff. If anybody, I mean, they're really awesome people. So anyway, Bruce was nice enough to bring me a Halloween trick or treat last night. Won't tell you what it was, but it came in a glass with ice. And he got a couple of peanut butter cups in return. So it was kind of a quid pro quo situation. But usually I get about 80 kids at my house. I live in the village of Williamsville on Columbia, and I get about 80 kids every year. I mean, everybody knows anyway, so it's not like, ooh, he just gave up. Yeah, whatever. It's got security, cameras out the wazoo, which I'm watching right now, so it doesn't really matter. But anyway, where was I? Yes. Last night, there were maybe 25 kids. That is all. And I am tremendously disappointed in the youth of today, because when I was a little kid, it could have been the blizzard of 22 and I would have been out trick or treating with the plastic pumpkin. So how many kids did you get last night? Did you get, if I usually get 80 and last night I had maybe 25, that is a significant drop off from previous years, and I've lived in the same house for 20 years, so I feel a little bit neglected. And of course, task number one today was go back to the grocery store and return the unopened bags of full-sized bars, because the last thing I want around the house is a lot of Snickers bars, because that's just temptation. Even though I've lost me sweet tooth, it's not good for me at all. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. So I'm not going to spend all day on this, but I like to do a little survey. How many trick-or-treaters roughly did you get last night? Especially if you live in an area that usually is swarming with children, and last night you had virtually none. I mean, I'm almost depressed over the whole thing. I don't mind telling you. 803, we've got Evan DePasquale in the next room, and I like the good English names, and we have Tanner Saunders also in the next room, so it's kind of like the axis upon which the show turns. Let's go to John in North Buffalo. John, welcome, my love. You are on WBEN. Welcome.
Good afternoon. North Buffalo, Starin Avenue, Depew Avenue. We had 600 trick-or-treaters.
You have got to be kidding me.
Oh, no, it was nice. It was good. You know, the weather was tough. It did snow. But They came out, and it's a safe place here to trick or treat. So we do get a lot of, I think we get a lot of people driven in. There was plenty of sliding minivan doors, and it was like the deployment. But it was good. Everybody was good. They had costumes, and so we made it till 8 o'clock, because that's when we shut down. The homeowners here pretty much agree that 8 o'clock is the shutdown period for candy, and we get them as early as like maybe 5:15.
Oh wow! I'm sure glad that didn't happen to me. But okay, yeah. Depew Avenue, those big mansions on Depew.
It's a lot of work. Yeah, they're big, but they're beautiful homes. A lot of work. It's a nice neighborhood. You know, we all try to take care of our homes, and but they don't build them like this anymore.
You know what? No, they absolutely positively do not. But now, would you say that 600 is about the regular number of trick or treaters that you get on an annual basis?
It's a little high this year. Last year, I think we had about 450.
Wow.
So it picked up, but that's about, it's always 400 plus.
Well, apparently they went from my neighborhood to your neighborhood, because I was like the Maytag repairman. I was lonely.
Do you have any decorations?
No, but every light was on. The front door was open. Right. Everybody could see I was open for trick-or-treat business, and I felt horribly neglected, you know?
I know what you mean. It's nice you make the effort, and you hope people do come. But we have a lot of people in the neighborhood that do decorate, and one of the neighbors dresses up, and you know, he's got like a big sword, and you know, he plays that Fright World type thing with the fog machine and stuff. So that brings people in. But everything was good. It was a great evening. The weather could have been better, but hey, we made it, and we're happy about it.
Looks like we made it.
All right. I remember that. Yeah, play that once in a while.
Oh, I'll try to. I'll try to remember it. Maybe we'll do an all Barry Manilow music bump day.
We grew up with Barry Manilow. You did, right?
Nothing wrong with Barry. I love Barry Manilow. I mean, I wouldn't have said that when I was 20 years old, but I love Barry Manilow. Actually, he's got a musical on Broadway along with some other guy whose name I can't recall. It's called Harmony, and it's
That's
about.
Right.
And I'd like to go to New York and see it, but I also don't want to get mugged. So, thank you very much.
I
appreciate the call, John. All right, how many trick or treaters did you have last night? Usually, we get around 80. Last night, maybe 25. And I feel guilty because my neighbor Bruce usually works on Halloween, so he depends on me to provide him intel on how many kids we could expect at the door when he wasn't working and actually giving out candy. I said, I don't know, Bruce, about maybe 80, maybe 100. 25, maybe 25 kids. And they were all super polite, every last one of them. And they really were into the full size, baby. They were into the full size candy bars. And I do not dress up for Halloween. We got into that yesterday. This is the last time y'all is going to see this shirt for another year. It's my skeleton shirt. You like it? And it kind of fits in with the season, I would say. And did you like that snow in your car this morning if you parked outside? Yeah. First thing I always do in a day like this is look up the temperature in Negril, Jamaica, and say, why? All right, here is Negril. Uh-huh. Here's Monique in East Aurora on WBEN. Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm disappointed, and I feel very lonely after last night.
Oh, you should have come to East Aurora. I mean, my son, daughter-in-law, you know, their house and everything, they had 1,000.
And that's not an exaggeration.
No, it's not an exaggeration. Last year, we got a little less. It was 700. You know, approximately. I'm not, you know, it could have been one or two more or less. But, it was crazy.
So was it,
They started at 5 o'clock, and then they closed their lights at 7:30 because they didn't have any more candy.
Well, that's what I thought was going to happen to me last night. Now, I think I said Oak Grove yesterday. Oak Grove is a street.
Oakwood.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to correct myself here. Oak Grove is a street that's near me. Oakwood is the one in East Aurora. So do you live anywhere near there?
It's actually on the corner of South Grove. So that's why Oak Grove, you know, South Grove is about the same thing.
Yeah, I used to go there all the time.
And it's about half a block from the Roycroft.
Yep. I know that well, and the antique store across the street from the Roycroft Inn, if it's still there. I haven't been there in quite some time, and I'm past the point of looking for antiques. I'm in the process of getting
rid of there's a little place there where you can,
hundreds.
Yeah, but it was like the other gentleman said, it was, the kids were really good, but it was coming, you know, and my grandson, who's 23, who's the son of this family, stood out there, and because it was cold, they couldn't keep opening the doors and everything. So he stood there for like 2.5 hours dishing out candy.
Well, you know, that's usually, to be very honest with you, that's usually what I find myself doing, sitting on the front porch, waiting for the kids to walk up, and usually every 30 seconds kids would walk up. It was like far and few between last night. And, sometimes you get a single kid. I think the most kids I had at any time were 4. That happened once, and then 3 a couple of times. But it was a very disappointing turnout, at least where I am in the village of Williamsville last night. But like I said, you'll be happy to know the unopened candy was returned to the grocery store first thing this morning.
Oh, boy. Next year you could come over.
Well, I'm going to hope that next year. But here's what I can't figure out, Monet. First of all, there'd be no place to park. But here's what I can't figure out. Being a kid, I may not be a child anymore, but many, many years ago, I was a kid. And there's nothing that would have stopped me from going out and trick-or-treating. Not even a blizzard, a raging snowstorm, the big blow of 1913. Nothing would have stopped me from going out. I mean, and it got me to thinking, are kids now that lazy and entitled that they're not willing to suffer a little bit to get the spoils of candy?
Maybe they get candy other times, so I don't know.
But I think it says something about society, because when I was a little kid, trust me, it would be rainy, it would be cold, it would be everything, and we'd still be out in the quest for free candy.
Sweets are great.
Well, you know what? I've kind of lost my sweet tooth, except I will admit to going through an entire package of Reese's peanut butter cups, and that's why they were the first to be given out last night. Didn't want them around. Then the Kit Kat bars, and then the remainder of the Snickers that were open came into work today, and the rest of them went back to the grocery store.
Oh, well. Well, you know, at least you made some people happy.
Well, it's called discipline. I made myself happy. Actually, my neighbor, what I haven't told you is my neighbor comes over dressed in his pumpkin shirt, and he's got a glass in his hand. And I opened the door, and he said, "It's Patron, Tom. Enjoy." I'm like, could Halloween get any better? So thank you kindly. I appreciate the phone call.
Well, you're welcome, and have a great day.
All right, my love. Thank you. All right. Hundreds of people in East Aurora around Oak Wood. And forgive me, I kept saying Oak Grove yesterday because that's a street near which I live. And hey, what's a few consonants and a few vowels between friends? Let's go to Jan. You know what we heard from a lot of Canadians yesterday about Canadian chocolate. Like, how big a deal is Halloween in Canada? I realize Justin Trudeau is frightening in and of himself, but still, Jan, or perhaps Jan in Amherst, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
Yes, sir. I'm feeling neglected by the children of my neighborhood and all of Western New York.
Well, we had a little bit less this year. We went through about 140 bars of candy.
Jeez.
I give out the full-size bars.
Good for you.
But we also had about 70 adults. I give out treats to them also.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because I was getting so desperate to unload candy, I was like, hey, I bet Dad wants one, too. Oh, I bet Mom wants one, too. I like, please, get out of here. Calories be gone. Get thee hence, Satan.
No, they had the adult treats. I had Crown Royal, Citron Vodka, I had Coquito rum.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
I had also peanut butter that I mixed with either chocolate liqueur or orange liqueur.
But here's the problem, sir. Here's the problem. Again, not a lawyer, but when you start giving out alcohol to people, anything that happens after they receive alcohol from you could actually be used as comparative liability should they stumble and get hit by a car.
That's true.
So you got to be careful with the booze. I mean, at least my neighbor knew I wasn't going anywhere for a while.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, well, most of them are from the neighborhood. They're not really. They're just walking around with their kids. But it's cold out, and I felt something to warm them up would be a little better, too.
Now, I understand that is, I think you're a gentleman and a scholar. And, again, how many kids came to your door?
About 140.
Wow, and you give out the full size.
In the garage, I keep it open. I have heaters in there, and the adults can come in and sit down if they want. We have a good time.
Well, it sounds like you know how to do it right. Except, here's the problem: an adult is out escorting his or her children, and they discover booze and a nice warm garage at your place, the last place their kids want to be is inside your garage amidst the Stephon Diggs poster.
That's true. That's definitely true.
Their job is to get as much candy as fast as possible on Halloween.
Oh, yes. They load up.
Very well. Very well indeed. Thank you kindly.
And so do the parents.
Yeah, I guess they do load up. But you got to be careful, man. You got to be real careful.
You got it.
Yep. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Now, I'm like petrified of giving anybody. I don't keep alcohol in the house, first of all. I just don't. It's just because if I did, I'd probably come into work half juiced all the time, and I'd rather just be entirely juiced. Anyway, it is 224 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So obviously, I'm not going to do this all day, but I am kind of curious, where do you live? And if you usually get a lot of trick-or-treaters, did you get a lot of trick-or-treaters this year, or were you way off? And I'm going to tell you that I feel neglected. I feel kind of stupid because I stocked up on full-size bars. I stocked up because, you know, look, I'm sorry, but my opinion is every kid deserves a safe and inviting Halloween environment from which they get satisfaction, happiness, and chocolatey, tooth-decaying excitement. And I don't mind trick or treat at all. I really don't. I like it. I love the looks on the kids' faces when they get the candy, and it makes me feel good. But literally, maybe 25 people, 25 children last night, and that's it. And I feel especially stupid because neighbor Bruce said a couple of days ago, "So Tom, I'm going to be giving out candy this year. How many kids can I expect?" Well, Bruce, probably 80 to 100. And turned out there were 25 people who came to the door, including Bruce, thank goodness, bless his soul, with his Patron on the rocks. Anyway, it is 226 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly, we will take more calls coming up after the news at 230, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Deep personal meaning. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930, WBEN loves. So, look, you know how many Halloween kids, how many trick-or-treaters you typically get at your house, and I don't mind telling you that I'm a bit disappointed last night because I was geared up for the usual 80 to 100 kids and got 25. And I'm thinking to myself, why 25? And something that you people have suggested to me over and over, the kids today are too lazy. They think that their Halloween candy is going to come to them in the form of Facebook or Candy Crush. They don't understand. You got to go out and you got to pick the gold from the stream with your bare hands like the gold rush of Cali. All right, that might be going a little bit too far. You got to pick the candy out of the hands of the person at the door giving it to you. That's how you gather candy. So how did you do? Usually 80 to 90 this year, maybe 25, maybe. And that's when you start questioning yourself like, how did I screw up so badly? Because I knew that I'd set myself up for an errand today, going to the grocery store and returning the unopened bags of chocolate. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And to those of you in Canada, I mean, I'm just kind of curious, because your Canadian candies came up quite a bit yesterday, everything from Caramilk to Caramello to Mr. Big to Big Turk, which seems to me to be somewhat culturally insensitive these days. Is trick-or-treat a big deal in Canada? I've never been in Canada on Halloween. Here's Diane in North Tonawanda. Diane, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hi. We had 19 kids. That's a lot for us. And great to see them. I enjoy seeing their smiling faces just like you do. But I always want more kids. And I was keeping in touch with two of my cousins, and I found out from them that one of them had four kids and the other one only had no kids at all. And so I didn't feel quite so bad for myself. And I noticed on Facebook that some people in the area were advertising basically for kids, saying, "We don't have enough kids. I have tons of candy. Come to my house. Here's my street," and so on. And then other people were responding saying, "Okay, we're on your corner. We're coming." It was hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
I saw two or three posts and responses like that. So I thought, that's what we should do next year. Just get on there and say, "Look, I've got all this candy. You better show up."
So,
I don't know what I'm going to do with it all.
My love, what were you giving out at Diane's house?
Oh, nothing special. I mean, I don't get the big full-size bars, but we were handing out four or five of the small bars to each kid. So it was great. And we don't get a lot of big kids either. We usually get a lot of younger kids. So it was great. But it basically ended by 7:30. From 7:30 to 8, I kept looking out the window thinking, oh, somebody's got to show up.
Oh, I can so relate to that, because my final trick-or-treaters came at 10 minutes to 8. There were two young teenage girls. I said, "Are there many kids out there that I should be expecting?" They said, "No, not at all." Like, oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we don't get a whole lot. A young couple moved in across the street from us 2 years ago, and I had introduced myself to them already. So when Halloween came, I saw them sitting on the steps, and they had been decorating their house and, you know, the yard and so forth. And I went over to tell them, don't get your hopes way, way high, because we just don't get a lot of kids. And I didn't want to spoil it for them, but I didn't want them to sit out there and freeze, because she was sitting out there with the shawl wrapped around her and she looked like she was freezing.
Oh, kind of like July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was our Halloween. It wasn't a bad Halloween, but it was pretty much par for the course, pretty much what it usually is.
Well, and it sounds like you, excuse me, ma'am, I forgive my rude interruption, but it sounds like you got more than you usually got, and I got a lot less than I usually get.
Oh, yeah, I can't complain. I really can't complain. No, I can't. That's just how it is.
When you're used to 80-odd kids showing up and you get 25, I'm a little bit depressed. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm not mentally ill. I don't need to check myself in anywhere, but I'm a little bit sad about this.
Yeah, it's disappointing. One person said, or a few people said, that maybe it's because of all the trunk or treats that may cut into it, and you know, parties and stuff that they have for kids that may cut into the trick-or-treating. I don't know, but It's different from when I was a kid. There were tons of kids on the streets.
Well, my dear, as you know, Western New York has undergone a demographic change since the era of the baby boom. And I think one metaphor for that, I've brought this up before, the old elementary school I attended, Brighton Elementary School, was knocked down. And in its place now stands senior apartments. And if that is not a metaphor for this area, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that says it all. It really does, yeah.
Thank you kindly, my love. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. 803-0930. How many kids did you get last night? More or less than you usually get? Because I'm sitting here, I've got Evan DePasquale looking at me, I've got Tanner Saunders looking at me, and they can see the tears, the biliousness, the lachrymosity running down my face and pooling on the floor in just a sea of bitter regret. 803-0930. That was pretty damn poetic. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Esther on WBEN. Esther, what do you usually get for kids, and how many did you get last night? Because I was left out in the cold, baby.
Well, you know, I wanted to tell, I'm in Kutztown, so it's mayhem, but I wanted to say something to you that... You know, trick-or-treating typically starts at 6 o'clock everywhere. So once 6 o'clock hits, it's mayhem here and dies down around 7:30. So I'm wondering if timing has something to do with your situation. Did you get home late? I mean, because like I said, once 6 o'clock hits, it's crazy.
My love, my door was open. I'll let you in on a little secret. Okay. I worked from home yesterday because it was Halloween.
So at
5:56, that front door swung open. The candy was ready. There was not a single child to be missed anywhere.
Okay. Oh, see, I thought that was maybe the reason, but all right, then your neighborhood was just dead for some reason.
but I can't figure out why, because again, I don't mean to overstate the case, but when you were growing up, is there anything, not even Katrina would have stopped kids of my cohort from going out in the quest for free candy?
Yeah, me neither.
No, exactly. And I was so disappointed last night. And I thought, is it the demographics of the neighborhood? Have they changed that much? There are a lot of kids who were not from the neighborhood because I've never seen them before, but they were all just, they were little models of politeness.
Oh, yeah. Maybe just weather, but you said you get typically 80 to 100, so maybe the weather had something to do with it. Who knows? Maybe next year will be different.
But was it really the weather, or are kids not into Halloween anymore? Is it just too? Is Halloween competing with the cell phone now, where I could go out trick or treating, or I could spend my evening on Facebook wishing people a happy Halloween?
Yeah, no, I don't think that has anything to do with it, because like I said, I'm in Kutztown, and it was mayhem on Beggar's Night. And you're getting callers from East Aurora, where they said, in North Buffalo, lots and lots of kids, so just maybe you had some activities going on in your area, or where they were just trick-or-treating indoors. Who the heck knows?
No, there was nothing special going on. I mean, actually, looking at the music calendar for last night, there were like two bands that were playing. It's like when you look at the music calendar for Halloween and the music calendar for any time the Buffalo Bills are playing, not many bands are playing to compete against the Bills or Halloween. And it was just dead last night. It was dead, as dead as Dillinger.
No, I would be disappointed too, Tom, because I enjoy it too. I would be disappointed too.
And what were you giving out, Esther?
Butterfingers, of course, Dum Dums. Kids always, the little ones, like the suckers, that kind of stuff. Chocolate suckers, that kind of stuff.
Okay, Esther, thank you very much. I appreciate it. So I went through. Let's see. Basically, a few containers of the Reese's peanut butter cups, one of the bags of six pieces of Kit Kat bars, and I think one package of Snickers, and that was about it. And everything else went back to the grocery store this morning because, again, even though I don't really have much of a sweet tooth, I lose all sense of morality at 3 a.m. when I wake up and I've got the munchies, the 3 o'clock munchies. And if there's a Snicker bar around, chances are I'm probably going to eat it. So it's better that I just drink heavily. And when I say drink heavily, I mean literally zero calorie vitamin water, otherwise known as chemical water to some of my friends. They've got clearly no sense of nutrition whatsoever. Here is, Toronto, Steve. You're on WBEN. Steve, so do you live
How
in...
Are you?
Hey, so you're in the GTA. Are you like downtown Toronto? Do you live in one of the burbs? What's the scoop?
No, it's still Toronto proper, but it's more of a burb area.
And tell us what it's like as a homeowner or renter or whatever you are in Canada for Halloween.
So typically in our area, we'll get between 400 to 600 kids for Halloween. This year, we're lucky if we broke 175.
So what explanation do you have? Because mine was off considerably. Yours was off considerably. What theory do you have? I mean, the easy theory is the weather sucked, but thinking back to when we were kids, nothing was going to stop us.
Absolutely. And it wasn't that cold up here. It was not even that cold up here.
Well, everything
we figured with the price of candy and everything else this year, we thought we'd have a major influx again of kids, but not this year. It was very disappointing. Very disappointing.
So, do you really believe it was the weather to the exclusion of all other possibilities, or could it possibly be? I mean, this is a far out theory, and I don't know what would have changed in the past year, because last year I got about 80 kids. This year, about 25 kids. Do you believe it was the weather, or is it the electronic age in which we live in? Maybe I can just trick-or-treat by downloading candy.
No, I have no explanation. I have no explanation. Like I said, it was not that cold up here. The only thing I could think of is everybody's doing these parties way beforehand, and parents don't want to bother taking the kids out. There was a Toronto Maple Leaf game on yesterday, but that started at 8 o'clock. That wasn't even an excuse not to go out.
Yeah. How'd that end up? I saw some of the game, and it looked like Toronto, I think, was getting beat 2-0 at that point.
Yeah, they lost 4-1.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, sorry about that. Sucks. But, okay. You know, Steve, do you live, like, in a house? Do you live in an apartment?
Yeah, it's in a home. It's in a home.
Wow.
And then our area is always in the news for the way the community comes together and decorates and makes a big deal of it. But this year, very, very, very disappointing.
Yeah. Steve,
actually drive into the area and drop off their kids.
Steve, I feel that incredible sense of disappointment you feel. If it wasn't for the kids who do not live in the immediate neighborhood, I would have had 5 kids. That's it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was like the lamest Halloween ever, and I've never been so prepared for Halloween as I was last night. And, you know, it's funny because the older one becomes, it's not like, okay, A, you're disappointed that you didn't get more kids. B, oh, great, another errand. I get to go to the grocery store and return the unopened candy.
Oh, no, we don't return anything. We'll consume it ourselves.
Yeah, see, I can't, you know what, I don't trust myself around it. I mean, for some people, it's not a good idea, and I'm one of those people for whom it's just not a good idea. Well, Steve, thank you for the call from the GTA. Any memorable costumes this year?
Had one of the fathers dress up as Aquaman. That was pretty cool.
Pretty
cool.
Thank you very much.
Nice talking to you, sir. Have a great day.
My pleasure. My great pleasure. My favorite costume, I think I've seen it before. I think this kid, he walks around and there's this giant glow-in-the-dark alien that is wrapped around him. And I'm not even going to tell you where my head goes whenever I see an alien, or somebody dressed like an alien, but I held my tongue, not wishing to be questioned by the authorities at a later date. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, like I say, adults, one sense of humor. Kids, no. They're special. They're sacred. Until they turn 18 or 21, then I treat them like every bit the degenerate they probably are. But not little kids, man. You don't play that game. That's sick. That's like death penalty stuff in my book. Let's go to little strong there, guys. Evan, Tanner? Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think it's strong enough. At least I didn't say hang them by their... let's go to Sandy on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Sam. I just wanted to tell you, we live in Clarence, and we normally get over 100 kids. I had 24 kids.
Wow. At what point did you realize that last night's Halloween was a fizzle?
Well, you know what? When I sat there with over 100 bars, because I buy the whole bars of candy, too. So I've got over 100 bars. But you know what? My mom is in the hospital in rehab in Buffalo General, and I'm going to take the candy to her, not to her, but to the people in the hospital. But you know what? At 8 o'clock, when there wasn't another soul in our house, I was like, and we always get over 100 kids, over 100 kids. Yeah,
Sandy, whereabouts in Clarence, where I just happen to be looking for a big home?
Oh, you know what? If you go down Gott Creek Trail over to Black Walnut Drive, there's some great houses over there.
Is that by Roseville somewhere?
You know what? It is by Roseville. Yeah, if you keep going down Clarence Center Road and make a left onto Gott Creek, it's over in there. And you know what? They're great houses. They're older homes, but a lot. Are incredible.
Yeah, we need something big. Anyway, getting back to your situation in Clarence, you got about 75% fewer children this year than you did last year.
Absolutely.
Do you have any theories? Was it the weather? Because Sandy, I'm gonna take it that you're not in your 20s or 30s. But when we were kids, nothing would stop us in our quest for free candy. Nothing.
I don't know. And you know what? I have to tell you, the people that came were so gracious, and we know the people in our neighborhood. But you know what? I was actually out and came back because I was visiting my mom in the hospital. And when I came back, I was like being so careful not to with the trick-or-treaters. There were no kids out, none at all. And I was like, what is going on? There were none. When I pulled down Clarence Center Road and onto Gott Creek and onto Black Walnut, there were no kids, none. And when we started, because the kids were great. My husband finally said, take two. What do I care at that point, you know? And what we're going to do is donate it to the hospital. But, yeah, it's not like it's ever been there. We've been there 14 years.
Yeah. You know what? As I mentioned earlier, I've been in my house for 20 years, and last night was the lamest Halloween I have ever experienced. And it's not like you could say, hey, there was a Sabres game on. Oh, the Buffalo Bills were playing a very rare Tuesday night game. Nothing was going on TV of any great consequence.
Not at all. It was really peculiar because even the kids that came, they were in groups of maybe five or six, and then by 7:30, because we had made dinner and we planned on eating at 8 or 8:30. My husband said, forget it. There's nobody coming. We shut the lights off and thought, gosh, I've got all this candy here. But you know what? We donated, and it's not no harm, no foul. But I got to tell you, it's not like it used to be.
So you're going to give the candy to the same nurses and doctors who warn people about type 2 diabetes and being overweight.
Yes, I think I am.
Yes, of course. Well, they know what's good for them, unless it comes to a vaccine, and then they clearly are ignorant. And that's total sarcasm. Thank you very much, my love. I appreciate the call. I'm going to continue taking some calls on this for a little while, and I'm going to add the question, why was last night so incredibly lame? Evan, you're a young man. You're in your 20s. Tanner, you're a young man. You're in your 20s. When you were little kids, like last year, was there anything that was going to stop you on the trail of free candy?
Oh, back in the day, me and my cousins, we used to just sprint to the next house.
Yes. Yes. Tanner, how about you? You skinny wraith of a human being.
Yeah, that was that certainly didn't stop me. Yeah, because I didn't have to worry about like putting a significant amount of weight on. I was blessed with a high metabolism, so that was never a worry for me. I was always sprinting from house to house as well.
Yeah, well, so was I, but clearly was not gifted with the fast metabolism, although the doctor did commend me on being muscular yesterday, so I got that out of it. It is 2:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, he did say, yeah, you're still overweight, but on the other hand, you're big framed and you're muscular, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. So that was kind of cool. Apparently, he did not look at my lack of abs. where he would have seen a bulging hernia. Anyway, it is 2:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. One of these days, guys, it's going to pop through during the show, and you're going to have to do some. Don't worry about it. I'll handle it myself, all right? Don't worry about it. 2:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Bowerly. I love Halloween, but last night, you know, if last night's Halloween turnout at my house could be turned into a sound effect, it would be basically the campfire scene in Mel Brooks's Blazing Saddle on News Radio 930 WBEN.